And she took a white gem like a star that lay upon her breast, hanging upon a silver chain. And she set the chain about Frodo's neck. "When the memory of the fear and the darkness troubles you," she said, "this will bring you aid." In 3 days, as the king had said, Éomer of Rohan came riding to the city, and with him came an Eorid of the fairest knights of the mark. He was welcomed, and when they sat all at table in Merethrond, the great hall of feasts, he beheld the beauty of the ladies that he saw, and was filled with great wonder. And before he went to his rest, he sent for Gimli the dwarf, and he said to him, "Gimli, Gloin's son, have you your axe ready?"
"Nay, lord," said Gimli, "but I can speedily fetch it, if there be need."
"You shall judge," said Éomer, "for there are certain rash words concerning the lady in the golden wood that lie still between us, and now I have seen her with my eyes."
"Well, lord," said Gimli, "and what say you now?"
"Alas," said Éomer, "I will not say that she is the fairest lady that lives."
"Then I must go for my axe," said Gimli.
"But first I will plead this excuse," said Éomer. "Had I seen her in other company, I would have said all that you could wish. But now I will put Queen Arwen Evenstar first, and I am ready to do battle on my own part with any who deny me. Shall I call for my sword?" Then Gimli bowed low.
"Nay, you are excused for my part, lord," he said. "You have chosen the evening, but my love is given to the morning, and my heart forebodes that soon it will pass away for ever."
At last the day of departure came, and a great and fair company made ready to ride north from the city. Then the kings of Gondor and Rohan went to the hallows, and they came to the tombs in Rath Dinan, and they bore away King Theoden upon a golden bier, and passed through the city in silence. Then they laid the bier upon a great wain with riders of Rohan all about it, and his banner borne before. And Merry, being Theoden's esquire, rode upon the wain, and kept the arms of the king. For the other companions, steeds were furnished, according to their stature, and Frodo and Samwise rode at Aragorn's side, and Gandalf rode upon Shadowfax, and Pippin rode with the knights of Gondor, and Legolas and Gimli, as ever, rode together upon Arod.